What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hello from the studio in Nitro, West Virginia. This is Unreasonable Doubt. It's a podcast about West Virginia University basketball. I'm Josh Witt, and West Virginia beat Coppin State by 42 points. Rough first half, better second half. Coppin State, not great at basketball. Next to last in the Ken Pomeroy computer. West Virginia will play the last place team in Ken Pomeroy's computer later on this month. But where do we start? Do you want to talk basketball? Do you want to talk about seeing Taj Thwaite again? When's the last time you thought about Taj Thwaite? He's coming off the bench for Coppin State, and he wore the Mountaineer jersey for more than 1 year, I think. Should we talk about and start with the Coppin State coach foaming at the mouth and getting ejected on a foul call that was not called, that should have been called? Dude was foaming. Do you want to talk about that first? Do you want to talk about being too wide open for three-pointers? Because West Virginia had so many open looks from three. And it seems like when West Virginia gives another team open threes, they make them. And yet West Virginia gets wide open threes. Do you want to talk about that? I don't. I'd love to start talking basketball, but I got to start talking about ESPN Plus. You got one job, ESPN Plus. Let's say I was in the Hope Coliseum watching West Virginia play Coppin State. And it's like a minute before a TV timeout, and I go out to get a Zoll's. That's a me problem. I go outside of where the basketball is being played. Yes, they have monitors in the concourse to see what's going on. But if I miss gameplay by walking out of the arena, that's on me. But I wasn't there. I was in Nitro, West Virginia, watching the basketball game on ESPN Plus, something that I pay extra for to watch WVU basketball games. Had this relationship for a while. Wasn't great when it first started. West Virginia has struggled in the last few seasons, thus more of ESPN Plus, and we've had some wild stuff on ESPN Plus. Like broadcast breakdowns, that one game at Houston where you watch the first 4 minutes from one baseline camera. Like you watched, like if you were on the floor on one side and you just got to watch there. Just all sorts of malfunctions and goofiness and what's going on, and ESPN Plus, more like ESPN Minus, right? This is not to say there is an issue with the broadcast as like a clue, and then somebody said, was it on ESPN Plus? And your answer would be, of course it is. That's a given. And ESPN Plus has been out for a long time. We've had ESPN Plus in our life long time. Now, in those things, I get it. Technology happens. You know, if the video feed cuts out because someone tripped over the wrong wire, nobody's perfect. I get it. If the audio cuts out, but you can still see the game, fine. Sometimes that's even better. Technology, I get it. Issues. But what ESPN Plus did tonight is infuriating. I mean, it's ridiculous. What are we doing? Game is happening. Basketball is being played. The clock is running. And they cut to a commercial break. Early. And when it comes back, you get to spend a minute of watching WVU and Coppin State not play basketball. And I know that's always the case a little bit. You don't come from commercial break and they're back to playing immediately. There's a little bit of a break there. But there was more this time because, again, they cut the commercial when the game was happening. And they didn't do it once. They did it twice. And it was in the bad half. In your mind, you just go anywhere. Oh, my goodness. It's a tie game. West Virginia is in a battle with the next to last ranked team in Division I. What is happening? It's ridiculous. ESPN Plus, you're better than this. And maybe you're not. Maybe it's ESPN Plus, you're keep being you. You know, so it's just ESPN Plus being ESPN Plus. I mean, and it's just somebody hits a button, right? Somebody press the button somewhere in the ESPN Plus org chart. And it's crazy town. Can't explain it. Can't explain it happening once. Immeasurable. Unquantifiable that would happen twice. I mean, I don't have any hair. But I would pull my hair out. I don't know. There's so many issues in the world today. And I'm freaking out because ESPN Plus doesn't know how to do basketball. And they've got so many reps. You know how many basketball games are on ESPN Plus? You've been on ESPN Plus. So many games. It's a gigantic network with so many reps. They should have it down pat by now. They do not. Is it West Virginia versus Coppin State? Did I actually miss anything? I don't think so. I don't think I missed points being scored. I don't think. It wasn't a dramatic loss. I did get to see the full breakdown of the Coppin State coach getting kicked out, who could not be consoled by any human being. He just had to get out of there. And there... they have two wins on the season. They're going to have a rough season. I get it. Maybe you need to give yourself, you know what? Treat yourself to some quiet time. He's got to watch it every night with Coppin State. I wish them the best in their future endeavors. But could you pitch me the idea that the Coppin State coach needs to lose his mind in early December in a game that they're going to end up losing by 42? Justifiably? He's right to lose his mind. That was a foul by Obi Oha. But did he put a little mustard on it just to get a break? Who's to say? I don't want to say that. So I didn't miss anything of substance. It's just a practice that shouldn't be talked about because it shouldn't happen. It shouldn't happen once, and it 3,000,000% should not happen twice in one game. ESPN Plus, same as it ever was. So just like the last game, West Virginia accomplished what they needed to. They won big. I don't think anybody got injured. Couple scary plays with Amir Jenkins. Some Jackson Fields wincing. Some slow get-ups, but I think everybody's okay. So now with Jackson Fields in the mix, Ross Hodge is playing 10 guys. And he doesn't have a history of playing 10 guys. The two seasons at North Texas, the rotations were 7-8 guys. Now it's 10. How long is that going to happen? Is Ross Hodge comfortable staying with the 10-man rotation? I don't know. But let's look at the guys coming off the bench. The starting lineup has remained unchanged. I don't see any changes in the short term. The first guy off the bench tonight was freshman Amir Jenkins, and he deserves it. He's moving up the rotation. He had a couple of turnovers tonight, but a few games before that, zero turnovers. Tonight he grabbed 6 rebounds, 3 steals. Take those stats with a grain of Coppin State salt. But Jenkins is earning playing time, and you like what you see with Jenkins. He's fast. He can get to the rim. He wants to get to the rim. He's got to build confidence with the outside shot, especially once we get into Big 12 play. He's got to keep defenses off and honest, or they're going to play off of him. And I don't know if he can make them pay yet, but he's earning playing time, and he is a firm. He has a firm spot in the rotation. So does Chance Moore. Firmly in the rotation. Minutes at the 3. Lots of minutes at the 4. Chance Moore is my favorite player right now. Very strong. And he's got to move. It's exciting watching, you know, and we get a lot of these guys for one season. And Chance Moore is one of those. But it's nice when you're following a team to see when they do their move. Some guys just have a move. And you're seeing the move come out for multiple guys on this roster. Chance Moore, I talked about it in the last episode. He's got a move. The move is, wherever I am at on the court, I'm going to dribble with my left hand a few times. And nobody's going to stop me. And I'm getting to the rim. I love that move. He's not the only one with a move. Honor Huff has a move. And it is the shot fake 3. The defender goes airborne. He bites on it almost every time. With glee, Honor Huff takes a dribble to reset in the opposite direction of where the defender is flying. Resets and shoots a 3. I always think he's going to make that shot when he does that move. He had plenty of opportunities against Coppin State to do the Honor Huff move.
The holidays are almost here, and if you still have names on your list, don't panic. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. I'm looking at my computer at Uncommon Goods. You type in West Virginia University. They got cool stuff, WVU themed. I've got the can-shaped glasses. They're my favorite glasses to drink out of. They've got a College Town wall sculpture, a stadium lights end table, super cool stuff, unique, one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. So don't wait. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/musket. That's uncommongoods.com/musket for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers, but that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP-certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science-first supplementation. After adding ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
And then Brendan Laurent, he's got a defense move, which is the arcade punching bag block. I mean, the one he swatted off the backboard tonight, the ball was in the air for a little bit. It wasn't goaltending, but he punished the basketball. It hit the backboard and came back out at like a 90-degree angle. It was really something. But of those moves, my favorite is the Chance Moore drive to the rim. Number one, because he's going to do it. Like, when he starts the move, he finishes the move. He does not want to shoot a perimeter shot. And he's not bad from three, but it's not what he wants to do. He wants to mix it up, get contact inside, and it doesn't end great every time. He gets a shot blocked every once in a while, but more often than not, it ends with a high percentage shot, and Moore, I think, is one of the best finishers at the rim on the team. So one clear dud game versus Xavier. The other three games, we kind of know what we're getting with Chance Moore, and I like what we're getting from Chance Moore. And, you know, is Chance Moore the X Factor guy on this team? The worst WVU loss was when Chance Moore was a ghost. If he's on, we got a chance of winning? I'm not on the team. Does WVU have a chance of winning? Let's keep an eye on that. Jackson Fields has now played two games, and I think he's firmly in the rotation. His minutes are going to keep increasing. He had four assists tonight, four rebounds. I think his minutes are going to increase. Was he in first tonight before DJ Thomas? I think so. But Jackson Fields, so far so good, consistent, 9 points each game. Made a three tonight late against Coppin State. So that's three bench guys. That leaves two other bench guys, both underclassmen, Morris Ugusuk, DJ Thomas. And nine games into the season, Morris is in the Kobe Johnson section of the KenPom computer, which is nearly invisible. Okay. And that feels right. Morris doesn't stand out in a bad way for the most part. And as far as the good things, there's very little you can point to as, I'll remember that Morris Ugusuk play. His two lowest minute totals of the season have come in the last two games. It was against Coppin State and it was against Mercyhurst, so definitely can read too much into that. But also, with Amir Jenkins getting more playing time and earning it, and Chance Moore taking Morris's minutes that he was getting at the three, I don't know. Like, it's weird. Like, Morris is running point at the end of the game. That's happened two games in a row. I don't know what to do with that. I don't expect to see a ton of that moving forward. Maybe against Mississippi Valley State, which is coming up later this month. I don't think Morris leaves the rotation. But I do think his 20 minutes a game of where he was pretty close to the first 5-6 games, I think those days are over. I think we're going to be in the nearly invisible range with Morris. And then the last guy is freshman DJ Thomas. And DJ Thomas, in the Lafayette game, scored 25 and played 28 minutes. But the last four games, two in Charleston, South Carolina, two bye games back in Morgantown. His minute totals were 9, 19, 12, and 10. And that 19 is because Obioha couldn't stay on the floor against Xavier. And the last two games, 12 minutes and 10 minutes respectively, that is a product of Jackson Fields entering the rotation. So has DJ Thomas done something to lose playing time? I don't think so. It's just Jackson Fields is taking his minutes. And I don't like saying this, but I think of all of the 10 guys that are currently in the rotation, the candidate who could leave the rotation is Jackson Fields. And I don't like saying that. Because he scored 25 against Lafayette. His offensive game is better than what I could have anticipated for a guy that Ross Hodge recruited at North Texas. But Thomas did look like a freshman against the experienced big guys of Clemson. You know that's coming in spades when you get into Big 12 play. If Thomas falls out of the rotation, then we got to do the dance, or we got to see the dance with the coaching staff. Can they keep DJ Thomas engaged? Is he bought in for the long term in Morgantown? I hope he is. Jackson Fields will not be a Mountaineer next season. Chance Moore will not be a Mountaineer next season. I want to see sophomore DJ Thomas at WVU. I want to see Ross Hodge retain players. And DJ Thomas can be retained. And we see the potential. Still plenty of things to work on, especially defensively. But you know what? Maybe why I think he is the candidate to lead the rotation, he could be the Elizabeth guy this season. The break glass in case of emergency, foul trouble with multiple big guys, and you feel much better with, I do, I feel much better with DJ Thomas being the emergency guy than what we'd had with Harris last season. And I enjoyed the Harris experience. It was a dark comedy kind of way because Harris seemed a little outmatched when the last coach had to break the glass and bring him in. I don't feel that way with DJ Thomas. But, and if that's the case, then that's a role, and that's how he stays engaged and do the long play of getting him to stay in Morgantown for at least one more season. So how big will the rotation be? Will Ross Hodge keep it at 10? What do you think? Send me a postcard. Let me know. Unreasonable Doubt is under the Smoking Musket umbrella. Go to smokingmusket.com. Read posts about WVU sports, daily throwdown. Check that out. Go to the Discord. We're talking about WVU sports and other stuff on the Smoking Musket Discord. Link for that is in the show notes. Listen to West by Pod, the WVU football podcast under the Smoking Musket umbrella. Do all that stuff. Smoking Musket. The next game for WVU is Saturday, 6 p.m., ESPN2. I call it the Charleston Civic Center. It's got a different name. West Virginia will play in Charleston, West Virginia, the Wake Forest Demon Deacons in something called the Holiday Hoop Fest. It sounds very cheerful. Wake Forest, 6-3 on the season. It's an impressive 6-3. And their most impressive result is a one-point loss to Michigan. And that is a Michigan team. That happened in Detroit. Michigan, just in Las Vegas, beat Auburn and Gonzaga back-to-back by a combined 70 points. And Wake Forest took that same team in Detroit to overtime and lost by a point. They also have a one-point loss to Texas Tech. And of course, West Virginia will have the fortune of Wake Forest coming into this one, following up their worst loss of the season, their worst game of the season, losing at home to Oklahoma by 18. So as far as a spot, it's not a great spot for WVU after playing a couple of cupcake games. It's going to have a home crowd feel, the Holiday Hoop Fest for WVU in Charleston, West Virginia. But Wake Forest looking to bounce back. Wake Forest likes to play fast. They like to play in the 80s. They scored 109 points in a bye game this season. So they want to go fast. West Virginia wants to go slow. So what's the tempo going to be? Who can play at the pace they want to? And if West Virginia can keep this in the 60s, I think they've got a chance to win. If it gets into the 70s, could be an issue. And West Virginia has two losses. Both of those games, their opponent broke 70. If Wake gets into the 80s,
Big problem. That's not a winning formula. So can West Virginia win in this Charleston? The West Virginia Charleston? We'll find out. That's it for this episode of Unreasonable Doubt, the 500th episode. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Thank you to Smoking Musket. Thank you for all the guests over the last 8-plus years. 500. And there will not be 500 more of these. I'm going out on a limb. 1,000 would be insane, but who knows? I can't believe it. But who cares? 500 episodes. That's it for this episode. Listen on all the platforms: Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, Overcast Podcast, Pocket Cast Podcast, YouTube. Till next time, I'm Josh Witt. WVU for the 2025-2026 season, they have 7 wins and they have 2 losses.